the head of the art department, Lamar Dodd, who had come to Athens in the late 30s and had helped form the George Art Museum in the late 40s, got Rockefeller Foundation money to support sculptors and artists to produce what was going to be a series of 10 public works of art sculptures to be placed around the University of Georgia campus. They got a Chicago-based sculptor, Abbott Pattison, to come down. He first erected a mother and child, which was installed on the UGA campus, which it was itself defaced and vandalized.
I see. So was it just not pleasing to the students? Or?
Well, you know, at some level, it's a kind of college prank, but I think it goes beyond that. This is something new and strange. The whole notion of modern art, of art that is, I mean, metal sculpture was new, modern art was new, public art was new. I think there's this kind of an uneasiness with this.
But the sculptor, Abbott Pattison, was world-renowned. I mean, yeah, he'd had his stuff in the Whitney Museum.
That's right. He's world-renowned artist. He has stuff in the National Gallery, Chicago Art Institute. He had before then and after then a very long and productive career. His second work on campus, which was the Iron Horse, it wasn't a literal horse. It was kind of a metal sculpture, kind of resembling a horse, was installed on this date, and immediately it led to a full-blown demonstration, really, where, first of all, students put hay in the mouth and manure underneath it and eventually tried to light the statue on fire, which, of course, didn't work because it was made out of iron. Fire department had to be called out and actually turn their hoses on the students during this demonstration. It was a full-fledged riot, almost, in response to this sculpture.
It seems to me if the first exhibition of his public art, Mother and Child, was vandalized, it almost seems like the student population was primed for the next one.
No doubt. There's no doubt about that. And then what happened was that university authorities whisked the horse away, took it off campus, and put it in a secret hiding place for years. In 1959, it was later moved to the farm of a guy who was a professor of agriculture at UGA, where it still remains on that property to this day. The university has bought that property in more recent years, but there's still the original family still has access to the sculpture itself.
I had heard that it didn't stop the pranks once they moved the horse out to the country, out to pasture, so to speak. Students would sneak out in the middle of the night and tip it over.
Periodically, there were pranks. I think it was eventually solidified in concrete, and with its backside facing the university. I think that's coincidence, not intentional. But it's a testament, I think, to both the uneasiness about modern art, but also it's a testament, as this ag professor has said, to intolerance and censorship on the part of university officials who did not support the artist, who referred to it as a Southern lynching, by the way. It was picked up in Time magazine and around the country. But the university authorities did not support this free expression on the campus, and rather they censured the art and took it away. There have been periodic attempts or calls to bring it back on campus, and it's remained where it is. And actually, the owners of the farm want it to stay where it is, kind of as a reminder of what went on this date in 1954.
It's a minor tourist destination or curiosity.
That's right. Near Watkinsville, near the edge of Oconee County and Greene County, I think, on Highway 15, there still is access that one can get to see this horse that caused such a scandal on this day in 1954.
You know, the postscript to this story is that UGA did buy the land, and they have just a few months ago announced plans to build several research buildings as part of their plant sciences farm. And they've renamed the farm the Iron Horse Plant Sciences Farm.
That's right.
So I guess the horse gets the last laugh.
The horse gets the last laugh.
Cliff Kuhn, thank you very much.